Central tonight is W2MJB. My name is Mark, and my location is Simpsonville. In the interest and promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. This repeater is located atop Caesar's Head Mountain, about 2 miles south of the North Carolina-South Carolina state line near Highway 276. The repeater is at an elevation of 3,500 feet. This repeater is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society, and all amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency are invited to check in. At convenience, you can also check in by Aper's message sent to W4DJW, or you can check in by EchoLink node 545072. Formal traffic for the net, please call W2MJB or Net Control. Any announcements or bulletins for the net, please call W2MJB or Net Control. We begin the roll call portion of the net. This is a direct net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. As you check in, give your call, name, location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the RACQ portion. Before calling the individual RF groups, however, I'd like to recognize the early check-ins. First, we have by phone is my wife, KN4HTP, Wendy, visiting family out in St. George, Utah. Next, we have W4FCM, Fred in Traveler's Rest, and N4IEI, Isla in Traveler's Rest. That's Fred's wife. Appreciate Fred checking in and bringing his wife along. Next, we have KM4BLH, Kurt in Greenville. W2AMD, Andy in Simpsonville. KN4RJN in Brown Summit, North Carolina. WU2T, Rusty in Warren, South Carolina. K4OSH, Pat in Malden. K4XMR, Mel in Prosperity. KF4RBH, JD in Berea. KA5WLL, Leroy in Taylors. KO4RAX, Jim in Dacusville. N4DJC, Jerry in Anderson. KJ4UHF, Jack in Greenville. We have KG4WMP, Landon in Vero Beach, Florida. We have N4WRO, Bill in Easley. And K4ROW, Richard in Greenville. I have one correction. I think I stated KG4WMP was in Vero Beach. Looks like he may be back because he stated Dacusville on his check-in. So we'll correct that. And that is Dacusville for Landon, KG4WMP. The W2MJB net control, the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Since a week ago, we had new license. People who have taken the license have probably passed it, so we'll go ahead and open it up for those who may be listening who are new hams only. Please call W2MJB or Net Control. 2MJB, Net Control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Looks like there are no new hams checking in tonight. And I currently do not have any EchoLink stations active, so we'll go ahead and go right to the RF check-ins. And tonight being Sunday night, we begin with Alpha through Delta. Please call W2MJB or Net Control.
W2MJB. Hey, Mark, please check in. Kilo, Kilo 4, Delta Mike Whiskey, Rick, and my wife, Kilo, Kilo 4, Oscar, November Oscar, Lorena, and my daughter, Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar Quebec, Michelle. We're all in Piedmont, and we'll all be negative and negative.
Baby. Thanks for calling the net tonight. Please check in. Whiskey 4, Charlie Tango Whiskey, W4CTW. This is Tyler. I am currently mobile over here tonight, and I'll be negative and negative.
W2MJB. Good evening, Mark. Thanks for calling in tonight. Please check in Whiskey 4 Delta, Juliet Whiskey, W4DJW, Dave and Greer, negative and negative.
MJB. NQO November 4, Charlie Hotel Yankee, KN4CHY, Keith and Seneca, negative and negative.
JB. Again, K1CJW, That's Kilo 1, Charlie Juliet Whiskey. The name is Roland. We're located in Pickens. Negative and negative, and a very good evening to all.
MJB. 84, Bravo, Foxtrot Alpha, Pat, north of Traverse Rest, negative and negative. Good evening.
MJB. If Wendy in the net, please check in. KI4DOS, Gary. Also K3JOY. That's my pretty little bride, Joy. We're at home at Easley. No traffic, no chew tonight. Good evening to you and Wendy and all on the net.
JB. Please check in. Kilo Bravo 2. Bravo Yankee Quebec. KB2BYQ. Dave in Easley. I'll be negative and negative. Everybody have a good evening.
For you too, MJB, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. That was an excellent group of check-ins. I don't think I've had that many on the Alpha through Delta on the first call for quite a while, so I appreciate y'all checking in. To start off the recognition list, we have KK4DMW Rick in Piedmont, brings along his wife Lorena, KK4ONO, and his daughter Michelle, KM4MOQ. Thanks, Rick, for checking in and bringing your daughter and your wife along to check in with you. Next, we have W4CTW, Tyler in Taylors, and he's mobile. Tyler, just to let you know, you must be pretty close or you've got clear line of sight because you came through really loud and clear. Probably say that's like, if I remember the scale right, about a 5.758. So that was very good. Next we have, lost my place here for a second. First, let's see. W4DJW, Dave in Greer. Thanks for checking in tonight, Dave. Dave is our net manager. We have KN4CHY, Keith in Seneca. K1CJW, Roland in Pickens. W4BFA, Pat in northern part of Traveler's Rest or north above Traveler's Rest. Next, we have KI4DOS, Gary in Easley, and he brings along his wife, Joy, K3JOY. Appreciate you checking in tonight, Gary. And it was really good to hear your wife's voice on the net last Monday, so it was great hearing that. Encourage her to check in more often. Next, we have KB2BYQ, David in Easley. Appreciate all of you checking in with me tonight, and have a great evening. Any other check-ins, Alpha through Delta, please call W2MJB or Net Control.
Net Control. This is Kilo India 4, Delta Tango Yankee, KI4DTY. This is Daniel and Taylors, and I'm negative and negative.
2MJB, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, recognizing KI4DTY, Daniel and Taylors. Thanks for checking in tonight, Daniel, and have a great evening. Looks like that's it for Alpha through Delta, so we'll go ahead and move to Echo through Hotel. Please call W2MJB or net control.
W2MJB, November 4, Hotel Charlie. N4HHC, Warren in Taylors, negative and negative tonight.
Please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Hotel Kilo X-Ray. That's Patrick in Penrose, and I will be in and out tonight, Mark. Thank you.
MJB. Check in Kilo Charlie 4, Echo Zulu November, Harry in Candler, and I'll stick around for a comment or two tonight, Mark. Thanks.
Foxtrot, Hotel, Juliet, Gene and Taylors, negative and negative, over.
W2MJB, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, recognizing N4HHC, Warren and Taylors. KO4HKX, Patrick and Penrose. KC4EZN, Harry and Candler. And Harry, I got you down for a few comments at the end of the net. Thanks for being willing to stick around. And W4FHJ, Gene and Taylors. Any other check-ins that go through hotel, please call W2MJB or Net Control. W2MJB, Net Control, Bluebridge 2 Internet. Looks like that's it for the Echo Through Hotel group, so we'll move to India Through Lima. Please call W2MJB or Net Control.
JB. Kilo 4, Juliet, Foxtrot, Oscar. And I'm James, and I'm up here on this mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina. Now I'll be negative and negative and saying 73s for each one of you.
JB. Hello, India 4, Lima, Zulu, India. KI4LZI. Andy, Table Rock, no traffic, no round tape.
MJB. Hello to Wendy, wherever she is. Please check in. Kilo 4, Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna. Kilo, Charlie, 4, Mike, Foxtrot, Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Mark us in and out, if you would, please. Everyone, have a good night. 73.
MJB. Please check in, Kilo Oscar 4, Juliet, Kilo Victor. This is Duncan in Asheville. No traffic, no comments, and 73 to you and everybody on the net.
W2MJB, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, recognizing KK4JFO, James, there in Tuxedo, North Carolina. Have next KI4LZI, Andy, in Table Rock, North Carolina. We have KK4JBQ, our friend Larry, there in Greer, and he brings along his wife, Donna, KC4MFK. Larry, I'll tell Wendy you said hello. I think she probably is exhausted. She didn't get to her parents' house and in bed until about 6 o'clock this morning, so hopefully she's got a little rest. Maybe she'll check in through Echolink tomorrow. And we have KO4 JKV Duncan in Asheville. Appreciate all of you checking in with me tonight. And we'll continue on. Any other check-ins, India through Lima, please call W2MJB or Net Control.
Case in North Carolina, but part of Table Rock Commons in South Carolina here under the repeat. KI4LZI.
LZI W2MJB. Sorry for that. So does Tuxedo or Table Rock, does it span the state line or is it all in South Carolina?
KI4LZI. Some of it's in Greenville County, some of it's in Pickens County, but all the Table Rock part is part of it's in Greenville County, some of it's in Pickens County, but it is in South Carolina, over here near Sassafras Mountain. It's not that far from here either. KI4LZI.
4LZI, W2MJB. I'll correct that location. That is Andy there in Table Rock, South Carolina. Appreciate that correction, and I'll do a little better on my geography exam with that help. Continuing forward, it looks like that's it for the India through Lima group, so we'll go ahead and move to Mike through Papa. Please call W2MJB or Net Control.
MJB. Tell Miss Wendy I said hello. Please check in. KO4, Oscar, India, Mike, Walt, Lake Bowen, and Inman. I'll be negative and negative, and Mark, this will be the last phone transmission. I guess I'll get the mate to check into the net. I go in the hospital tomorrow night, and the surgery will start Tuesday morning at 7:30, and I'll be in there somewhere between 10 and 12 hours. So I appreciate all the prayers going up for 7:30 and back to net.
MJB. This is Kilo Oscar 4, November Uniform Echo. KO4NUE. Name is Chad. QTH is the deer camp tonight. Mark, please also check in my wife, Kilo Oscar 4, Romeo Yankee Papa, K-04-R-Y-P. Her name is Anna. QTH is also the deer camp. Thank you for calling the net tonight, Mark. You're doing a great job.
JB, please check in Kilo Oscar 4, November Hotel, K-04-N-N-H. My name is Fred. I'm in Piedmont tonight. 7-3 to you, Mark, Miss Wendy, and all in the net. I'll be negative and negative tonight.
Check in, AA4QS, Dawn, and N4DME, Paul. When to call, we'll be negative and hell of a net.
W2MJV, please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Papa X-ray Bravo. That's Lloyd in Simpsonville, KO4PXB. I mean, negative and negative.
This is W2MJV, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, recognizing our old Tuesday night net controller, Walt, K4OIM, there in Inman. Walt, good to hear you on the radio. Happy that you checked in with me tonight. Wishing you well tomorrow during the surgery. We'll let Wendy say hello, or give Wendy your hellos, and you will be in our prayers tonight. And we wish and hope everything will go well with your surgery tomorrow. And take care, and hope to hear you soon afterward, if you can continue checking in after your surgery and your recovery. Next, we have KO4NUE, Chad, there at the deer camp, and his wife, Anna, K-O-4-R-Y-P. Appreciate you checking in tonight, Chad. Enjoy the deer camp, and watch out for the bears. Next, we have K-O-4-N-N-H, Fred in Piedmont. Appreciate you checking in tonight, Fred. Now, the next check-in, I got Paul, N4DME, there in Toccoa, but I think it's Don. Somebody overrode you there for a check-in second, so I didn't get your full call sign. Can you recheck? I got like AA4QN, and I know that's not correct because your name didn't come up.
A4QN.
A4, Alpha Alpha 4. Quebec, Mike. That's Don in Toccoa, is that correct? Appreciate you rechecking on that, Don. And then we have KO4PXB, Lloyd in Simpsonville. Appreciate all of you checking in tonight with me. Any other check-ins, Mike or Papa, please call W2MJB or Net Control.
Control, my call is AA4. QN. And Paul is in for DME. Paul.
That's why I got Paul's N4DME. It was just yours that I was having a hard time with. Can you, just to make sure I got it correct, can you give me yours phonetically, please? Alpha Alpha 4, Quebec November, or Quebec Mike? Okay, thanks for the recheck, Paul, or Don. I appreciate it. I'm going to take a break here between the RF check-ins. I have a Echolink station up, so Echolink stations only. Please call W2MJB or Net Control.
K4RMD, Kilo Oscar 4, Romeo Mike Delta. This is Matt from Richmond, Virginia. I'll be negative and negative, and thank you for the late check-in.
Control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, recognizing KO4RMD, Matt in Richmond, Virginia. Appreciate you coming along, Matt, and checking in tonight. Hopefully the weather there is good and that pretty soon you'll be warming up. Looks like that's it for the Mike through Papa group and Echolink for this time being, so we'll go ahead and move to Quebec through Tango. Please call W2MJB or Net Control.
BB. Kilo Charlie 4, Sierra Kilo Delta Larry, and also Kilo Golf 4, Alpha Hotel Sierra Ronda. Both in Easley, please check us in and out tonight. Good evening, everybody.
MJB. And KO4QLG. That's Kilo Oscar 4. Quebec, Lima, Golf, Chris and Liberty, negative and negative.
This is W2MJB, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, recognizing we have KC4SKD, Larry in Easley, brings along his wife Rhonda, KG4AHS. Thanks for checking in tonight, Larry, and bringing Rhonda along with you. Next, we have KO4QLG, Chris in Liberty. Any other check-ins, Quebec through Tango, please call W2MJB or net control. W2MJB, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Looks like that's it through for Quebec through Tango, so we'll move to Uniform through Zulu. Please call W2MJB or net control.
Net control. 4 Zulu Hotel Foxtrot, Keith and Columbus. Just check me in and out tonight. Good luck to Walt.
November 4 Zulu Lima Kilo, N4ZLK. My name is Shane. I'm at Cleveland, South Carolina. No traffic, no table.
Tro. Whiskey 4 Whiskey, Oscar Zulu. That's W4WOZ. Name's Rod, we're in Land Was. We're negative and negative. Good evening.
2MJB. This is Kilo Juliet 4 Yankee Echo Victor. KJ4YEV. The name is Al. I'm in Gastonia. I'll be negative and negative. Gastonia, North Carolina.
Come on, boy. 2MJB, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, checking in and recognizing KE4ZHF, Keith in Columbus, North Carolina. He's checking in and out. We have N4ZLK, Shane in Cleveland, South Carolina. W4WOZ, Rod in Malden. Well, really the Land of Oz. And then we have KJ4 YEV, Al in Gastonia. I think you said North Carolina, Al. So recognize you all and appreciate you coming and checking in with me tonight. Any other check-ins, Uniform through Zulu, please call W2MJB or net control. MJB, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Looks like that's it for the individual groups. We'll move and open it up to the large group, Alpha through Zulu. Please call W2MJB or net control.
MJB, please recognize Kilo Echo 6, Tango Charlie Golf, Harry and Taylors.
MJB, please check in and out. KF4WIM, Chet, and KF4WTV, Robin, Mobile, and Anderson. Good evening.
2MJB, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, recognizing the following check-ins. We have KE6TCG, Harry and Taylors. Thanks for checking in tonight, Harry. And then we have a new check-ins, or I got your call signs incorrectly. At least new check-ins on my log. I got Kilo Frank W Whiskey Indian Mike Chet and Kilo Frank 4 Whiskey Tango Victor. Is that correct? And that's Robin. Is that correct, Chet?
So it's Kilo Foxtrot 4 Whiskey India Mike and Kilo Foxtrot 4 Whiskey Tango Victor. Have a good evening. Thanks for calling the net.
For checking in with me, yes, you are new to my log, and so I appreciate you confirming with that, and they're both there in Anderson. We're here every night at 9 o'clock, and we appreciate it if you could. come back and check in with us as often as you would like, and we will be glad to get you in the logs. Any other check-ins, Alpha through Zulu, please call W2MJB or Net Control. W2MJB, Net Control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Doesn't look like there's any other check-ins for the time being, so we'll go ahead and close the formal, or secure the formal portion of the net with my thanks for checking in with me tonight. All stations wishing to secure may do so. We will now begin the RACQ portion of the net, and tonight we have KC4EZN, Harry, with a few comments. Go ahead, Harry.
To MJB, KC4EZN. Well, first comment is just to let Walt know there's a lot of folks out there going to be pulling for him in the next couple of days, and there is another person, his name was Howard, WD0FOW. He lives on the South Carolina side of the Blue Ridge Parkway and used to check into our Good Morning Net up here when we had it on the Pisgah repeater. And his wife is going through a similar situation to what Walt's getting ready to go through. So I don't know if having company is comfort or not, but anyway, just a lot of us thinking about you, Walt, and think what strength and comfort you can get from that. Anyway, and the other comment was you said that Wendy was in St. George, Utah, and I have actually been there. Went on a trip with our daughter and her husband. We met them in Las Vegas and spent a couple of days there, and I don't know, that's not a town that I particularly appreciated, at least was the part we were in. And so we left and drove around the canyons and, you know, saw a bunch of really neat scenery and parted companies with them and went our own way. And St. George is where we turned in our rental car. Interesting airport there, and this was about 25 years ago, so I'm sure things are different than now, but one of the few places out there that I can say I have been. We'll pass it back to you, Art. KC4EZN.
For EZN, W2MJB. Well, it's nice to hear that somebody from the east of the Mississippi has been to St. George, Utah. Yeah, first time I went down there was when I was, I don't know, I was probably maybe 6 or 7. My dad was doing some business down there in St. George. And my mom drove from northern Utah down there and up north. It's dry, but you know, when you get hot, you can walk in the shade of a tree and it'll cool you down. So when I jumped out of the car and it felt like it was 120 degrees, I darted for the shade in this little alcove that was there at the hotel. And it was just as hot in the shade as it was in the sun. And so it was really kind of a surprise to me to feel that. But yeah, it's really grown up out there. There's a lot of people out in that area moving down there where it's warm. And I think a lot of them are coming in from California, though.
Well, that's sort of what we gathered. Our daughter and her husband and our grandchildren live in California, and their favorite place to go is South Lake Tahoe. That's their getaway place, and it's kind of neat there too. But St. George was an interesting place. We had I guess in those days before the computers had caught up with everything, and we decided to part company with a daughter and her family. We went to a restaurant which had an Avis sign hanging out over the front door, and rented a car and drove wherever we were driving for about a week, and went up to the airport to turn the car in and sat down at the Avis desk and gave the man my car keys, and he looked at the car keys and typed some numbers in his computer, and he says, Where'd you get this card? I showed him the contract. He says, oh. He said, the paperwork hadn't caught up with it yet. I says, well, I said, I just want to be real, real sure that you know that the car is parked out in one of your places in front of the airport and that it's not stolen and here are the keys to it. He just kind of chuckled and I chuckled back with him, but that was an interesting place, and it had, I think it become a semi-retirement community then. Might be interesting to go back and look at it and see what it is today, Anyway, we spent last 2 days working the North Carolina and South Carolina CUSO party, and one of my bucket list things is to work all 100 counties in North Carolina, and I think I'm up to about 50, and I think this time I picked up another county or two. Leastways, I'll have to go back and look at my list again, but that was kind of fun and kind of tiring and interesting to see where all you can go and who all you talk to and all of that. I'm kind of glad it's over. A lot of concentration there. Because I was working all single sideband, and you have to listen and type and whatever. So anyway, been kind of fun, and hopefully next week will be a little quieter. So anyway, we'll say 7-3, Mark, and tell Wendy that you've met somebody that's actually been there, and wish her well. W2MJB, KC4EZN.
W2MJB, thank you for the short rag chew. Appreciate it. It's kind of nice to talk to you. I know Wendy has a lot of followers. She's more, I guess, socially adept than I am. And so she does a great job at the net and the rag chew. So appreciate your time talking with me tonight. Any other check-ins or comments, check-ins or comments, please call W2MJB or Net Control.
RON, Whiskey, Delta 8, Romeo, Oscar, November, Transylvania County, Brevard, the name is Ed. No traffic, but I'll be around for listening to the comments.
You and Miss Wendy are doing well. If you will, sir, please check in Alpha, Kilo, 4, Hotel, Romeo, AK4HR. The name's Mike, location Simpsonville. No traffic, no comments tonight, Mark. 73, do you have one of them?
W2MJB, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, recognizing WD8RON, Ed in Brevard, South Carolina. Appreciate you checking in tonight, Ed. And do you want to stick around for a little bit of comments? Because the only one I had up for rag chew was Harry, and we just got that completed our rag chew just before I called for comments or check-ins, and then I recognize also AK4HR, Mike, in Taylor's. Ed, you up for a little bit of rag chew?
P8RON, I'm in North Carolina, Brevard, North Carolina, and I said Transylvania County because the previous station, I wasn't sure he was talking about working HF or just working on anything. No real comments. I am trying to learn how to use Pages on the Apple and running into a few problems, but I'm beginning to master it. I found out I have to have the malware stuff turned off in order to use dictation on it.
RONW2MJB, appreciate sticking around and having a few comments and correcting my location on Brevard, North Carolina. And that should give Harry a target. If he doesn't have Transylvania County, he should be able to get a hold of you on for one of his county, his effort to get all counties in North Carolina. But hopefully everything is going well with you with the Pages. I have a hard time with it. When my son was in school, I got tired of updating my Windows, so I bought one of those Apple Macs, and the newer ones,
and I was trying to help him with a homework assignment on the Apple Pages, and it seemed like everything was backwards. Nothing was where it should have been and where it was supposed to be, and so I found it very difficult. So bravo for you for being able to figure it out and be able to get it to work for you.
Apple help. I've done that several times, and I found them very useful each time. Very courteous and willing to take the time to work through things like that. I'm in the middle of setting up my HF station. I've got my furnace man coming to drill a hole in my wall to install an entry for my cables. There's a rock facing on my house. I tried to use a masonite drill and it wouldn't even touch it, but they've got something that will cut through that stuff, so I'll end up with a 2-inch hole that I can then hook the box on the outside and run my cables through.
Good. I'm glad you found somebody that was able to put a hole in the wall for you. Looks like you 2 inches, you'll be able to fit quite a few cables through that out to antennas.
I'm doing some figuring, and I figure I may have the 2 meter. I'm figuring on my slinky to use as a dipole initially. I'm thinking about a long wire, and then there's the grounding wire that I'm going to use. Got that figured out. I may also hook up a CB since I've got one. I don't know if I can pick up anything from my location, but since I've got the space for it and I've got the radio, I might as well hook it up.
You'll have all your radio set up, and you'll be able to talk to the world. My son just got done, I think Friday, he climbed to the top of Kilimanjaro there in Tanzania. I guess they summited on Friday morning, and the whole time he was climbing up there, I thought, you know, it'd be great to go over there with a ham radio and walk up there and make contacts. And I read a couple instances where, at least 2 instances, where one gentleman was trying to do it with FT8 or digital mode and didn't have a lot of luck. And then another guy back in, I don't know, the 70s or 80s, got up there and he was able to make like 50 contacts. But do that, you got to get a license, and you have to be present before the guy to get a license, and before you can get a call sign in Tanzania, you actually have to have radio gear. So it's kind of a different system than we're used to here, but being at home and having your antennas up probably is a lot more comfortable than climbing a 19,000 foot volcano and making contacts.
It's a good climb. About 3 years ago, my wife and I went on safari. I got to see Kilimanjaro through the clouds for about 30 seconds, but it was real cloudy, so we didn't really see it much. I definitely had a good time. I'd recommend this safari for anybody who wants to see a lot of animals. The one we went with was first class all the way. There were 4 of us and a guide, plus the local guides who knew the territory very well.
Depends on, I think he summited. It took him like 6 days to summit from the bottom up, and then like a day and a half to climb down. I think after they summit, they descend to about 13,000 feet, and then I think they go off the mountain after the 8th day or whatever. And then he was planning on taking a couple days and doing a safari. I'm not sure which park he's going to go into. But when he was, I think, 17, he went over. His uncle was living in just south of Nairobi, I guess closer to Tanzania than Nairobi, but at some kind of a mining operation out there. And so he went over there and spent a month with him in south of Kenya, or south of Nairobi. And his uncle took him on a couple safaris when he was 17. So he's, I think he's well traveled, but yeah, it would really be neat to see us, you know, the animals over there in person in their natural habitat.
Good morning, about 6:30, and right around in small pickups that had seats on them like a stadium. Each one behind the front one was higher, so the people in the back had a very good view. The guide spoke very good English. English is one of the national languages there, and they knew the area. We saw most of the animals. They've got ones that are called the Big Five and the Little Five and whatever, but we got to see giraffes, lions, baboons, all kinds of birds. Really nice to see them all out interacting with each other.
I don't think, it's probably pretty difficult to really describe, you know, the experience in words, what you see when you're really over there in person seeing it. I know when my son and I, we went down to Peru and he was in eighth grade and went to the Amazon rainforest and then spent a week there along the Amazon River and Napo Rivers. And then we went down to Cusco for about a week and was up there at Machu Picchu. And, you know, when you see it in pictures versus being there in person, there's a whole different perspective.
That I took lots of pictures, and I've got them on a slideshow. I'm still working on dressing them up. I think I had something like 1,200 pictures, and I'm trying to get them down to about 250, so it's a reasonable length of show.
Going through that 1,200 and trying to whittle them down into something that's smaller in quantity because every one of them brings back a memory.
D8RON, I certainly do. My wife loves giraffes and has a collection of giraffes. And there is a park, a giraffe park at Nairobi, and so she got to feed the giraffes. And there's a trick to it. I've got a picture of her being kissed by a giraffe. They have a little tidbits that they feed your giraffes about the size of your thumb. If you put one of those between your teeth, the giraffes will take it from you.
That's incredible. That was probably an experience your wife will never forget, having a giraffe nibble something, you know, a treat from her teeth to his.
About it, I've got a couple of pictures here that she shows off for it, and she said she was high the whole time.
Yeah, that is a pretty incredible. Not something that is an everyday event. I remember there when I lived in northern Utah, a guy I went to high school with, and later we worked together, and he was telling me that up there in this little town of Croydon, which is near Hardware Ranch, they had an elk that came and jumped into their corral. And they went out and opened the corral and tried to shoo it out and got it shooed out, shut the corral and the gate. And the elk came back and jumped back in the corral. Of course, on the Hardware Ranch, when we went up there one time, you know, the animals are kind of free, but they're also corralled a little bit. So I think it's probably something common. But this bull elk, was standing in this corral. And the fish and game came by and told him, knocked on the door and went out and told him, you know, you can't keep that elk in there. That's against the law. And they said, well, we've tried to push it out and it won't go. And he said, well, you still got to get it out of there. You can't keep it. So they opened the gate with the fish and game guy present and shoot it out of there, shut the gate. The fish and game guy sit there and watch this elk come back, jump over the fence back in the corral. And he said, well, I guess if that's where it wants to be, we're not going to be able to get it anywhere else, push it anywhere else. And so they've got pictures of their kids feeding this, wild bull elk hay and grass there as it's reaching over the fence for it.
Fascinating. I never thought about it. Elk being jumping animals.
WD8RON W2MJB. Yeah, up in Indiana, actually, north of Indianapolis. I don't know if they're still there, but they had a few elk farms where they had fences that were probably, I would guess, 10 feet tall. Probably about 10 feet tall. It was kind of like a sheep fence. And they had elk in there, and some of them were tamer than others. But they basically farmed them and then would slaughter them and sell the meat. But yeah, they will jump.
down in Florida near Orlando a couple weeks ago. There's a place called Wild Florida. It's a safari kind of thing that you can drive through in your own vehicle. They had a couple of giraffes there, and my wife got to feed one of them. No kisses involved in this one, but she got to feed them. And then we drove through the park. All kinds of animals. There were some, I think, African cows with horns that must have, each horn must have been about 6 feet long, so they must have spanned a good 10 feet or more. Huge animals, but very docile from what we were watching. And then there was a deer who, apparently the deer had been a pet at one time. It came up to the car in front of us and tried to get into the car by sticking his head through the window.
I bet the drivers were a little nervous with a deer trying to climb in the car with them. Over.
It was about 5 minutes as it was looking at the car, and they finally drove off, and we drove up, and it came up to us, too. We had our window up at that point in time. But my son, down the road a little bit, he was taking a picture of something. He had the window open, and an ostrich came up and zapped him in the arm with his beak. Didn't bite him, but just jabbed him with it. Scared him real good.
I think wild animals are better at a distance than standing right next to you. I'd be a little nervous with that.
Some people later on at the place where they had animals caged up that we could see, and apparently this particular bird had a reputation for being rather aggressive.
They should have kind of kept the bird back somehow, but I guess if it's kind of a wild refuge area and they're free to roam, then I guess it's viewer beware then.
Free to roam around, I think they had some fences to segregate some of the different animals. I don't think there was anything that was preying on others, but I think the park should have had more of a warning about that particular bird.
I agree. Anything else? I appreciate you speaking with me on short notice, unplanned, but it was enjoyable talking to you. Any other comments?
Pretty well. Once I get my entry for my cables and get the antenna up, I'm going to try HF and see how I can get that going again. It's been quite a few years since I've been on the air. And most of that was with Mars, which has completely changed since I worked with it. So I'm rather interested in actually trying the ham bands.
The best of luck with getting your antennas up and being able to get on HF. So hopefully you'll be able to get a connection with Harry there on the western side.
I'm at an altitude of about 2,200 feet on the east side of a mountain. So I'm not sure exactly how that's going to affect my radiation pattern.
It may affect it negatively as far as being able to get to Harry. But I wish you the best of luck.
So once I get things going.
Yeah, come back in. I'm here pretty much every Sunday of the month other than the first Monday, so I'd be happy to hear your story and your successes of being able to get it installed and make contacts.
I monitor these nets quite a bit. I don't always join them, but I'm usually monitoring them.
Okay, that's good. Any other comments?
I'll just be listening if anybody else is coming in.
Appreciate your time, and we'll continue on with the net, and I'll see if there's any others out there that have come along and are wanting to check in. So have a great evening, Ed, and appreciate it. Any other check-ins or comments, please call W2MJB or Net Control. All alphabetical groups, W2MJB or Net Control. W2MJB, Net Control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Appreciate everyone checking in with me tonight and those who rag-chewed with me. It was really fun, and it made the net really enjoyable. Anna, tomorrow we'll be calling the net, and I'm sure she would really appreciate you calling and checking in with her. She does a great job, and I'm sure you'll be well rewarded by checking in with her and doing a little rag chew with her. The net report tonight will be submitted electronically. I'll take a break here for a minute and fill that in, and you should hear it momentarily. MJB, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. As a reminder, Anna, K-O-4-R-Y-P, will be calling the net tomorrow night, so please come in and check in with her. Now securing the Blue Ridge 2-meter net with my thanks for checking in with me tonight. I'll return the repeater back to normal amateur use, 7-3, and good night to everyone.